feels good. You know, I'm back in Tennessee again, so, you know, it feels like home.
Get a chance to talk to the coaches today, and then what have they told you?
They told me that they're really excited for me to be here. You know, I bring another option to the receiver game, and they love that I can go downfield.
Have you heard from any of your teammates, any of the players contact you or anything?
Tyler contacted me, Derek talked to me. They definitely said you're going to be stuck in Tennessee for a while, so they made a joke about that.
Any of the new teammates, any of the Titans talk to you?
Jake Locker talked to me yesterday, just said congratulations, can't wait to start working with me.
What do you think about Locker, and have you been able to watch him much? I know you're busy with your college career, but did you pay much attention to Locker?
I tried to, you know. I just hope I can give him another option to throw to, just so, you know, he can get the ball out quick.
How long do you think it takes to get up to speed and be able to be a big contributor in this offense?
It's going to take a lot of work. You know, you have to be able to study, come right in, knowing everything. So it's a process.
2011, you were playing great before you hurt the knee. Do you feel like you've ever gotten back to that level yet, or is it, you know, that whole year and then you're back to it?
I feel like I'm back to it now. It's been over a year, so I know I had to work to get back to where I was. So,
what was it frustrating at times last year where maybe you didn't feel like you quite had that extra half step or whatever?
Just like when I first got back, I couldn't run as fast as I did, and you know. It was wearing on me a lot, and, you know, I just needed my teammates there to help me out.
So this time's up well for you then, to be at your best sort of coming into the NFL?
You're one of the four SEC players the Titans have taken. SEC's kind of dominated this draft. How do you think playing in that league has helped prepare you for what you're going to be facing this
football? SEC's real competitive. There's a lot of good players in the SEC, and I think it can bring a lot to the table of the NFL.
How'd you get here so quick? You were in Virginia Beach last night?
Yeah.
What time did you get out of there this morning?
10 o'clock. It was a straight flight.
What's it been like, you know, just finding out who your team is, hopping a plane, getting here? What's the last, you know, 24 hours been like for you?
It's been real hectic. I was with my family. We all went out to eat. Didn't really do anything last night. I just stayed in because I knew I had to come here. So it's been real wild.
Justin, how much are you looking forward to playing at this level?
I've been looking forward since I was a young boy, so, you know, I'm really excited to be here, ready to put on that jersey and start playing.
They talked about, you know, that you have the ability maybe to even add some weight. Is there an ideal weight you'd want to play at, or you like where you are right now?
I would really like to play at 210, just for the fact I know I can get bigger. I think that's going to help me in the long run.
What's the heaviest you've ever been? Is it right now?
200.
Okay. What do you know about the receivers on this team? You know, guys like Britt, Kendall Wright, you kept up with their games much?
Yeah, they're really good receivers. I know Kenny Britt's a bigger receiver, you know, like myself. He just has a little bit more weight than I do. And Kendall, he came from Baylor, you know, he was a good deep ball threat for them. And he's really good here.
Kenny's also had an ACL injury. You guys compare notes with him on how you guys respond?
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about it. I know he's going to bring it up probably when he sees me, so we're going to talk about it a lot.
What got you through all that?
Just my friends, my coaches, you know. I was the guy on the team that smiled a lot, so they really couldn't see anything in me about being sad. So they just stayed on me, just talked about it.
Going through that adversity, I mean, how do you think you grew as a player just from having to deal with something like that?
Just not taking anything for granted, just going out there at work, appreciating what God gave me.
What else did Locker tell you when you talked to him yesterday?
That was all you just said. You just can't wait to start working with me.
Was it a call or did he text
you? He texted me, you know, like, he probably thought I got all these text messages, so, you know, phone call wasn't really going
to
work.
You surprised to see him pop into your phone?
Yeah, I was going through messages, and I just actually stopped. Then when I got to dinner, I just looked at it and seen his name. And I was like, dang.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.